Roberts sets Tuesday test of judicial authority over the White House. Chief Justice John Roberts issued a hard Tuesday deadline in the White House ballroom legal dispute, and the fact that it came from Roberts himself rather than a district court or appeals panel signaled that the matter has reached the Supreme Court's emergency jurisdiction. The dispute reportedly involves allegations that the administration used East Room or adjacent spaces in ways that violate either separation of powers norms or specific statutory restrictions on commercial or political activity at federal property. The deadline crystallizes a choice that legal observers say is itself the constitutional stress test: comply or openly defy. The Supreme Court's authority rests on the voluntary compliance of the executive branch. The court possesses no enforcement mechanism if a president refuses. By compressing the timeline to a binary, Roberts is effectively calling that question explicitly. A parallel legal confrontation intensified the picture. The BBC, reportedly seeking to subpoena the Trump family, found its process servers physically blocked by Secret Service agents, federal officers acting as a shield against court-ordered legal process. The BBC's decision to pursue a formal subpoena rather than retreat suggests the outlet believes it has standing and is prepared for a formal confrontation. On the electoral front, the Democratic National Committee's summer meeting in Austin produced a unanimous resolution against the Supreme Court's shadow docket, the practice of issuing emergency rulings without full briefing, oral argument, or published opinions. Party strategists are framing judicial reform as a top midterm priority, a positioning described as simultaneously principled and tactical, since judicial transparency polls well with voters who do not identify as political junkies. Fox News polling showing Democratic leads in six Senate battlegrounds simultaneously, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan among them, added to the picture of Republican political headwinds. Governor Ron DeSantis supplied the sharpest Republican-on-Republican blow, citing a record $432 billion July deficit as the failure of DOGE, publicly dismantling the narrative of the administration's signature efficiency initiative and signaling his own positioning for a potential future run.